Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Dr. Sylvia LaFaire is here, too, folks. She's the president of Creative Energy Options. It's a global consulting company that helps businesses and their staff and their stakeholders put their best foot forward in the marketplace. She's a keynote speaker, a trainer. She's a gutsy lady, and so much so that she decided to title her new book that, Gutsy, How Women Leaders Make a Difference. She also is the author of a book you may already know something about called Don't Bring It to Work. That's a very well-known book. It's been out for a while, and she's here to talk to us ladies about leadership. Sylvia LaFaire, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be here.
Good to have you back. I've been talking about women business ownership and leadership, women leadership, and the differences between how men and women enter the marketplace, how they work, how they execute, how they collaborate, how they deal with issues, et cetera, et cetera. I've been doing that for almost 15 years now with other ladies like yourself, Sylvia, who've come to the show to talk about these things. Now, you a lot of your gutsiness you got from your mother, didn't you? I read the story about how your mother, you know, sort of said one day said, you know what, it's time for me to take charge of my life.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was from a sad story, but it turned out well. It's interesting because I grew up in a family business, and my father and his two brothers were in business together, and it was fiscally sound, but emotionally pretty bankrupt.
Yeah, families are rough sometimes.
Well, you know, I say, because I do a lot of work with family business, that they all signed up for the accelerated program in life. You know, it can't get away even
That's
at
right.
holidays.
Yeah.
But, you know, my father died when I was 14, and my mother did not have the skills in those days. And she sort of, it was a sudden death, and so it was very shocking. And I really watched, you know, as kids, we watched our parents to see, what it likes to be, what it means to be an adult. And it was the day that I heard her say to some of her friends, that's it, I can't just moan and mourn anymore. I have to get myself together. And she did. And I remember she said, I'm going to paint a big smile on my face, meaning when she put her lipstick on, she was going to be in a smiling
mm-hmm.
way, not frowning.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a great model for me to see that when adversity comes, you just pick up and keep going.
Mm-hmm. So when you think about the ladies, the women that you see in the marketplace today, and here we are in the second decade of the 21st century, when you think about ladies who are business owners, who are managers, who are leaders in the marketplace, what advice do you have for them?
Well, I think that in today's world, the best advice is to really figure out the best ways to partner with our men, to partner with each other, but mm-hmm. also to have a different way of looking at how we partner with men. You know, when I did research for the Gutsy book, it was fascinating to look at where women had been. I mean, it's really not even that long ago that we weren't allowed to vote.
100 years or so.
It's not that long in the scheme of things.
Mm-mm.
And also, you know, in the 1950s, women were not even allowed to be on juries. There's a famous film called 12 Angry Men.
Yep, 1959.
Exactly. I mean, that's kind of amazing to think about. But, we've made strides to do that. But I've been looking at the difference between men and women and how our brains work, and
mm-hmm.
they do work somewhat differently.
Somewhat?
I'll explain that in a second, which is interesting. First of all, we speak more than you guys do. Is that a shock?
I'm going to, wait a minute, I need to alert the media there, Sylvia.
So what some of the research shows is that women will speak approximately 7,000 words in a day.
I thought it was like, I thought it was like 28,000 words a day.
Well, it may be.
Okay.
The research
the importance is the ratio, the relationship between
the ratio, men. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The men speak about 4,000. So what I've suggested to women is if you need to have a meeting, a serious meeting with a man that you work with, do it before lunch. He has more words.
He's not tired of talking by then, right?
Exactly. After dinner, forget it.
Well, you know, and I have thought about this a lot, because as I told you, I've done a lot of this with ladies, and after, you know, having spent a lot of my life with women, I determined that men, the reason men speak less is we stipulate things. And women don't stipulate as much as they should. In other words, sometimes a man will see something and he won't say anything about it because he knows everybody else sees it. They know what he knows. There's no sense in saying it. But women are more likely to go ahead and say it anyway. Sometimes you're better off not to say it anyway.
Well, that's part of our learning. And some of what you just said, I believe, comes from those long ago days when you were the hunters and we were the gatherers.
Right.
So think about it this way. You know, men had to go out to hunt and bring the food back to the tribe. And when you go out to hunt, you have to be quiet.
Right.
You know, so there's not a lot of talking that goes on.
Well, yeah, and the guy's looking across at the other guy. They both see the animal, and they just nod at each other.
Exactly.
Because they know what they got to do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you have to be very, very focused. While women would go out as gatherers, and they became, you know, there used to be a doll called Chatty Cathy. Now, it was actually they talked with each other to scare away the little critters.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the foxes,
well, do you think some women today, young women especially, have a hard time making the connection between the primordial story you just told us?
I think we do until we've learned about it.
Yeah.
Because it's too far. It's not in today's, you know, mm-hmm. computer world consciousness, but as I did the research, all of a sudden, it made a lot of sense.
Yeah.
You know.
Sylvia, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. Dr. Sylvia LaFaire, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. Her new book is called Gutsy, How Women Leaders Make Change. And also her previous book is called Don't Bring It to Work, Breaking the Family Patterns That Limit Success. Sylvia and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. 20 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.